Welcome to Inside New Mexico. I'm Derek Underhill, and each week at this time, I have a conversation with the chairman of the Republican Party of New Mexico, former congressman of the 2nd Congressional District, Steve Pierce. Steve, how are you doing this week?
Doing great. We're missing our co-anchor on the program, Danielle Hernandez, has been on with us the last few weeks. Her son had an accident and needed stitches, and so they're out of the hospital as we're recording, but we wish them well, and there's a lot going on. I want our listeners to hear how Biden is willing to say almost anything, and he gets a free pass from the press. If Trump said it or any Republican said anything like this, they would be drummed out of office by the press. And I think that's the reason people like Trump, because he won't let the press muscle him around. But play that clip by Joe Biden trying to give a joke.
Here's a border joke. What's a favorite sport of Mexicans, South Americans, Haitians, and Chinese? Cross country.
Can you imagine, even if you had said that, Steve, while you were our congressman, you wouldn't be the congressman anymore.
Again, the press would lean on any Republican, so they couldn't even speak about anything else. Every time they try to speak, that would be the subject. And yet here, Biden, he gets by with it. Shame on him, but we are used to that because he does so many things like that. We've got a great show today. Alan Martinez is going to be with us to talk about the plans the governor has. She says that it's 80% likely that she's going to have a special session based on the public safety measures. Now, the Democrats tabled all the Republican bills which were aimed at addressing the crime. And so if public safety wasn't addressed, blame the Democrats and blame them for spending your taxpayer dollars on another session when they could have taken care of this in the regular session. And you know, when they talk about gun safety, they're really talking about infringing upon your Second Amendment rights. Let's talk to Alan Martinez, the state rep from District 23 in the Sandoval, Albuquerque area, and hear what he has to say about the possibility of a special session.
I'm concerned about the impending special session. I've never been a big fan of a special session unless it has to do with a budget item. You know, sometimes in the past, they've not been able to come to an agreement on a budget. You take a step back, take a breather, and come back and kind of hammer that out. But these specialty issues that tend to come up that have been dealt with in a special session, I just think that that's a mistake. Because inevitably, we always have to come back and fix it during a regular session. So why not spend the time during the interim and hash these things out? I've never understood, nor have I agreed with, doing one or two issues during a special session.
So this is an interesting way our state works. For some reason, the governor, not just this governor, but the governor, sets an agenda for what he or she wants to see happen in this legislative session. And if something that he or she wanted didn't pass, they'll call a special session to try and get it passed. And that kind of seems like what might be happening now.
Absolutely.
Why does the governor even have that power? You're supposed to have the executive branch, the legislative branch, separate.
And this has gone on under both Democrat and Republican governors. The legislature hands over that power to the governor when we're supposed to be an equal branch of government.
Right, that's
I learned that in sixth grade.
Exactly.
And it all depends on who you talk to, but these are hundreds of thousands of dollars a day that is costing the taxpayers to work on some special issue that the governor wants. It's not that the legislature is standing up and saying, we need to come back and we need to work on this.
So could this be, and I can't speak for the governor because I haven't talked to her about this, but we have an election in November. You could just wait until the next session, but with this election coming up, it could be, we don't know, there could be a change, a shift in control of the state house, and maybe she wants to get this done before that happens. I don't know.
Well, it's very telling even in that she wants to do this before the primary election. I think, especially in an election year, you let the dust settle. People are going to make their voices heard at the ballot box, and we as elected officials need to listen to those voices and carry that message to Santa Fe and say, this is what I'm hearing in my district.
Do we know what the issue is yet that she wants to?
Well, she's hinted at some issues. I know that she has said that she wants to take a look at the panhandling issue. She wants to look at some mental health issues when it comes to crime and how we deal with that. But these are all things that I think need to be fleshed out during the interim committees and then presented as a bill that people have had a chance to look at. During the session, everybody belongs to at least two committees. So you don't hear everything across the board. The nice thing about the interim is that you can go to any committee, any interim committee that's seeing any issue. So you can listen to it. You can talk about it. You can ask questions. You can dig a little bit deeper, especially during a 30-day session. You have a very finite amount of time to get a lot of things done. But during the interim, we have extended hearings that last 2 or 3 days. People are able to bring up opposing stances and flesh it out and hear from people in the community, hear from experts. Trying to rush it through in a special session, I think it's a horrible idea.
Sheriff William Stapleton has been indicted on 35 counts of corruption. There's a saying in politics that power and absolute power absolutely corrupts. And we find that in the case of Stapleton. I served with her, and she was just a rank and file Democrat. Then she moved up the ladder, got into leadership. And somewhere along the way, I guess she felt like that it was okay to start taking money out of accounts. And she was brazen about it, evidently, because 35 counts. I've known people who would slip dollars out of their campaign account and try to get by with it. But usually the oversight agencies would call her hand and they would get back in line. 35 counts says that she just kept going and that the oversight never occurred. Now, people wonder, how in the world can we get rid of corruption? It's simple. Just vote for the other party. And so in this case, Democrats have been in control for almost a century, and the corruption is now neck deep. The Democrats in office don't think they have to follow the law. And so Cheryl Stapleton is just that example that we're looking at now. But there are many examples through New Mexico's history where our political leaders were feathering their own nest and taking money and passing bills to get themselves richer. So again, if you want to restore trust in our public institutions, in our state representatives and our state senators, you're going to have to vote differently. You've got to vote Republicans in, and they're going to bring oversight into what's been a one-party political ruling machine. It's the Democrat Party. So vote Republican if you want to get rid of the corruption. If we're going to talk about power corrupting, what about that playground in Northeast Albuquerque? In 2021, they submitted a request to put some playground equipment on a playground that's out there. And it's been a discussion, and somehow the city of Albuquerque has stalled it out. There was some sort of a poll done. In that poll, 60% of the people favored putting the equipment in there. They wanted their kids to have something to play on. I think right now it's just a wide open space. And so they felt like they were on the way to getting done. And even a legislator put in an appropriation. And in the billions of dollars that was spent in Santa Fe, then the governor let all of it go through. And somehow she went down and she found that one line item for $200,000 for this little park there in Albuquerque where the neighborhood parents just wanted playground equipment for the kids. Well, when you start digging down into it, again, you find corruption. And it turns out that the former lieutenant governor, Democrat Diane Dennis, she actually grew up here in Hobbs. And so she was opposed to it. And she made the comment that kids don't even really need playground equipment, that they develop better when they have to come up with the games on their own, and then declared herself to be a specialist in childhood education and childhood well-being. So obviously then Diane Dennis got to Michelle Lujan Grisham. Michelle Lujan Grisham dutifully towed the line, because that's the way Democrats do it, reached down and she vetoed that one piece of the appropriation bill, that one piece of the capital outlay bill. And that's how Democrats do it. So again, folks, if you want something a little bit different, if you want the neighborhood to be able to establish what they're going to do in their neighborhood, you probably ought to vote Republican.
Republican candidates are gaining in the polls. Is the Democrat Party panicking and making up issues about the Republican Party to try and scare voters to vote Democrat? Steve Pierce and I will talk about that and more next on Inside New Mexico.
Attention, New Mexico veterans. If you were honorably discharged from the U.S. Armed Forces, you've earned state and federal benefits, and the New Mexico Department of Veteran Services is standing by to assist you. State benefits include a veteran's property tax exemption, education and training, and transportation services. We can also assist with claims for federal VA benefits. The state of New Mexico and this radio station thank you for your service. More information at nmveterans.org or 1-866-433-8387.
Thanks for staying with us on Inside New Mexico as I continue my conversation with the chairman of the Republican Party of New Mexico, Steve Pierce. Steve, you saw the press release from the Democrat Party of New Mexico that said Republicans are going to cut Social Security and Medicare. I have not heard any Republicans say that. Are they just grasping at straws now?
Absolutely. The Democrats know that they're offending the American public. They know that their policies are horrible, and what they do is try to change the discussion. They'll talk about the extremist Republican positions, whether it be on abortion or whether it be on the environment or whether it be on Social Security and Medicare, Medicaid, all of those. It's the same argument that they were using when I ran in 2002. The Democrat Party was running ads that I was going to starve widows and orphans. Mom was still alive at that point. She called and said, son, you're not really going to starve widows, are you? She, Dad was alive, so she wasn't worried about that. But it was just her way of saying that these are ugly games that the Democrats play, and they're shameless games. They lie repeatedly. And President Trump has reassured people, no, we're not going to do anything to kill the Social Security program. But you're going to see those ads all the way to November. So get set and understand why they're there, because the Democrats have nothing to sell. So they got to create lies to talk about what the Republicans might do. They always quote somebody else and saying all Republicans feel like that. So some person I've never heard of in my life saying that all options ought to be on the table. And so sometimes they create these people. Sometimes they're former Democrats that are working as operatives inside the Republican Party. So anyway, I don't know if that was the case there, but that's how the game gets played.
Now we're hearing about illegal migrants taking advantage of our social programs that are meant to help U.S. citizens who are on the lower income scale.
I think what gets on everybody's nerves right now, and I think it bothers Democrats as much as Republicans, but you get this freeloading migrant influencer who is mocking the U.S. taxpayer. He says that they're working like slaves while he's waving cash in the faces of the people looking at the video. This Leonel Moreno, he's the illegal immigrant migrant influencer who has urged his followers to use the squatter laws to take over vacant American homes. This time he took not to TikTok, because it looks like TikTok may have banned him, but he took to Instagram to mock the American taxpayers. In a series of five very short clips, he flaunted this stack of cash and bragged that he doesn't have to work. And he mocked the fellow immigrants who come to the U.S. to work. He says that if they're cleaning or doing construction or landscaping jobs, they're just simply fools. And he claims that he's getting $350 a week in cash handouts since entering the U.S. illegally. And that, I think, grates on people's nerves. I think on top of it all, that he's raking in about $1,000 a week on video platforms. And so people are offended that the illegals are taking away housing for veterans. They're taking away health care for all of us. The pressure on the health care system, and they get free health care. There's not enough doctors and nurses to go around for any of us, much less the ones on Medicaid. And here the illegals are getting it free of charge. Now, it's playing out in curious fashion, because there was an official in the city of Denver who was caught on camera begging the migrants to leave Denver and head to Chicago or New York City, just anywhere but here. But he never says that Denver is willing to drop its sanctuary city status. So all of these Democrat towns, they back in the early 2000s, 2005, maybe 2006, they began to declare themselves sanctuary cities. And you can break the law and you can come here and you don't have to worry about being prosecuted. There was that famous case of that illegal who killed that jogger, I think, in California. That was probably 15, 20 years ago. And they never arrested him because he was in the sanctuary city. He was, they get kind of a free pass. So it's interesting now that the Democrat cities are to drop their sanctuary status, but they are willing to tell the migrants, you're not going to get any more services here. So it's funny watching them twist themselves into pretzels. Now, here in New Mexico, Albuquerque, Las Cruces, Santa Fe, and Taos have all declared themselves sanctuary cities. So let's see how long they can last. El Paso is asking for some sort of reprieve, but I don't know. We'll watch it play out.
While President Biden was at a fundraiser in New York, President Trump, the Republican candidate, was at a vigil for a police officer that was killed by an illegal immigrant. It really shows the difference in priorities between the two presidential candidates there.
The Democrats always claimed that Republicans are the party with no heart. But I tell you, I've found that many of the Democrat claims about Republicans, they blame us for what they themselves are doing. So if they blame Republicans for being heartless, they're the ones who are heartless, and they know it. So they just try to change the subject. You had a New York City police officer, Jonathan Dewar, who was murdered in the line of duty. It was not just Joe Biden was there in New York City. Former President Bill Clinton was there, and former President Barack Obama was there. And none of them bothered to even call family or visit with them. It's like a slap in the face to the men and women in uniform. And of course, it's the Democrats who are saying defund the police. So I think that they felt like they would get pushback from their left wing if they honored him. Well, that makes them the left wing if they're going to do the same thing that the leftists are doing. So again, folks, if you want somebody that respects the police and the work they do to keep us all safe, you're going to have to vote Republican. We're talking about offensive things, and probably nothing was more offensive than when Biden issued the proclamation on Transgender Day of Visibility 2024. Now, this occurred on Easter Sunday, and so the Democrats are saying, oh, gosh, it was just a coincidence. We just didn't know that Easter was this day. Well, I'm sorry, but I don't buy that in the least, and I don't think anybody does. You know, the important thing is that Joe Biden is Catholic. He professes to be Catholic. He knew, his staff knew that it was going to be controversial to put it on Easter. There's no law saying it has to fall on this specific day, and it's just that the day happened to fall together. They could have put it on any day. But instead, they felt like that appeasing the far left was not enough, that the far left wouldn't be satisfied if they didn't actually offend Christians in the meantime. You know, your typical politics says, okay, I've got two different constituencies, and let's try not to stick either one of them in the eye. Let's try to accommodate both. We got two different viewpoints, and they could have moved it to Monday or the Saturday, but in sticking it on Easter Sunday was just deeply offensive to a lot of people. And I think, again, people understand now who Joe Biden really is. But in his statement, he tells more about who he is than in the proclamation. He says, extremists are proposing hundreds of hateful laws that target and terrify transgender kids and their families, silencing teachers, banning books, and even threatening parents, doctors, and nurses with prison for helping parents get care for their children. Biden is criticizing these extremist bills, but all they're trying to do is make sure that children become adults before they consent to life-altering decisions that could render them infertile for life or make severe changes to their bodies that may not be reversible. You know, a child can't even get a tattoo without approval, and yet Biden says it's extreme for the child to have to wait until they have a little bit more experience and more judgment, frankly. He also mentions that the Republicans are wanting to ban books. The only books that Republicans are hoping to ban are those graphic books with pornography that are being given to our kids in libraries and in some schools. And so we don't want these things sexualizing our children, and yet that's exactly what the president wants to do. Even here in New Mexico, the governor signed a law that literally silences teachers from informing parents if their minor kids are seeking sex change treatments or an abortion. So again, you decide who the extremists are. Joe Biden says it's Republicans. I think that it's Democrats who are very extreme, not only in this, but in almost every other position they're in. As we're talking about this issue, the Albuquerque Journal, again, I compliment them. They had a good opinion piece by Lydia Smith talking about the corruption of our medical community by the gender care pseudoscience. And she points out that it's illegal for doctors, therapists, teachers, or anyone else who receives state funds to prevent or discourage a child from receiving puberty blockers, opposite sex hormones, surgeries, or even social transition to the opposite sex. That's a radical position that makes it a crime to try to discourage that in young people, because the downstream results are horrid, horrid, horrid. You can talk to people who've had the transition surgery, and more are beginning to speak out and tell others not to do that. Talking about the Albuquerque Journal, there's another great opinion piece in there by Nella Domenici's husband, Patrick McDonough. He and Nella have been very active in the education community, and especially as it relates to school choice and more specifically to charter schools. But we want our kids to succeed. We want them to get the best education possible, and are a good way to go. But even more basic is the idea of school choice. That's beginning to burn across the nation because more and more families are realizing since COVID that their kids are not getting a good education and they're afraid for the future for the kids. So that is just one more issue where Republicans are right and Democrats are wrong. The Democrats have their position of nothing except public schools because the unions control the public schools. And the unions tell the elected representatives that they cannot be for it. They just give them instructions. Since they're one of the largest donors to the Democrat Party, then it just follows that the Democrat elected officials don't want to lose that funding that they get from those contributions. But Nella Domenici is going to be leader on education reform. Well, that's in complete contrast to Martin Heinrich, who, if you look through all of his posts, you look through all of his statements, never talks about education in the dire straits that the kids in New Mexico are in. I don't think his kids go to New Mexico school because he moved them all to Maryland. So he doesn't have to worry about what your kids face here. And I think that Nella Domenici is likely to win that Senate seat based on this one issue alone.
I'm talking with the chairman of the Republican Party of New Mexico, Steve Pierce. We'll be right back on Inside New Mexico.
National Guard and Reserve members are true leaders, both in the military and in the workplace. They are highly skilled and get the job done every day. Employer support of the Guard and Reserve, ESGR, can help you recruit top-notch service members to your workforce. Hiring Guard and Reserve members is good for your business and good for your community. Visit esgr.mil/employers to learn more.
Welcome back to Inside New Mexico. I'm having a conversation with the chairman of the Republican Party of New Mexico, Steve Pierce. Steve?
As we promised at the beginning of the show, Carla Sontag, she's been active in conservative issues. She doesn't necessarily work with the Republican Party, and her organization is called Better Together New Mexico. Listen as Carla Sontag talks about the work that she does.
Was the 2023 60-day legislative session, there were six bills that were passed that are really egregious against New Mexicans. And so we had a group of people start the referendum project. And Better Together is providing the network in order to get the information out and help people get involved. If we get enough signatures, we can get these horrible laws put on the ballot this year in 2024.
What are some of the bills you'd like to bring to the voters of New Mexico?
Well, there are three of them that are just horrible about parental rights. And a fourth that goes along with it. But one is reproductive and gender-affirming health care. And what they're doing in this is allowing a child of any age to start transitioning to the opposite sex on their own. The people in the school and in the health care system are forbidden from telling the parents that this is going on. So the child can decide. Also under this law, a child can have an abortion at any age, again, without the parent's notification. So this is really dangerous for a child to be making a decision like that. And if you have a young girl that is looking at an abortion, parents need to know because you need to know what happened. And if she is still around someone that may have caused her harm. So it's really horrible to take this right away from the parents to even be told.
What are some of the other bills that you are looking to reverse?
School-based health centers. So some schools have health centers, but now they're going to put them in every school. So the child that wants to go through one of these procedures, they don't have to leave the school grounds to start the process. Now, they're not going to perform abortions and surgeries on the school, but the child can walk down there to the health center, start the process, and then be transported to a medical facility where other things can take place. That's one of the other bills. Then there's a third one, reproductive health provider protection. This puts an absolute cone of protection around anyone that's involved in these procedures with children, that they cannot be held accountable. They cannot be sued. They won't lose their license, and it doesn't matter what they do. You know, when you consider, you go through the healthcare procedures of your own, if something goes wrong, sometimes doctors are held accountable if they've made a mistake. But if it's done with this for these children, these doctors are protected. We have a network, and people that want to engage with us can do that very simply by going to our website, signing up for our emails, because we do keep people informed. If you're getting our emails, you know what we're watching, you know why we're watching it, and we have an automated tool that makes it super easy for you to express your opinion to the elected official that's going to be voting on that. And so if we do a call to action, it'll take you literally 30 seconds to fill out the information. It's already programmed to go to the next committee or the floor of the House or the Senate, wherever it needs to go. You don't have to cut and paste, all automated, 30 seconds. You can change the letter however you want, say what you want to say. The important thing is you don't have to look up emails and cut and paste your letter. So we keep people informed. We just encourage them to get on our email list.
Carla, I appreciate your time, Carla Sontag from Better Together New Mexico. Log on to their website, take a look at the referendum, and sign the petition to reverse these bad bills.
Absolutely.
Well, folks, we always close with giving you a kind of a list of the differences between the two parties. People always say, what's the difference between Democrats and Republicans? Well, the Democrats want to put men into women's sports, and Republicans think that's offensive. They think that takes away the rights of girls and women to get scholarships and to have financial success that they might find in the sports field. But also, it's Democrats who want to put men and boys into girls and women's locker rooms and in the showers with them. That's a crazy position. So it's Democrats who want to open the border and let people like this Marino cat come in here and make fun of the American people while he's taking cash from our government. That's taking cash from you. The government has no money. The only money they have is when they take it out of your paycheck. And so when he's taking that money out of your pocket and then laughing in your face that you're stupid for working. And then he's urging people to move into houses that are up for sale and haven't sold yet. There might not be a family living in them. He's just using our laws again. And so I think that there's going to be a backlash. But it's Democrats who support this open border. And it's Democrats who are voting to give every one of these illegals $350 a week. So if you want something different, you're going to have to vote Republican. But it's also Democrat prosecutors who refuse to bring charges against anybody if they steal less than $900 worth of goods. And Republicans say, no, if you break the law, you should do the time. And so a lot of differences between them. But maybe the most stark is that Democrats want abortion up to and including the day of birth. Republicans are saying, look, we know there's a difference in opinion on that. We'll accept the way the votes go in the legislature, but Republicans will vote for reform in abortion because literally to kill a kid in the last trimester, that was never the intent of the Roe versus Wade decision, that only came along later. And so, folks, massive differences between the Republicans and Democrats. If you want to change, if you want normal to come back to this country, you're going to have to start voting for Republicans all the way from school boards to governor and president and U.S. Senate and U.S. Congress. So with that, again, Derek, great show. Appreciate all the work that you do. We will talk to our friends out there next week.
Thank you, Steve. Folks, if you've been listening to us and would like to find out more about the Republican Party of New Mexico, check out the website at newmexico.gop. The party has a Facebook page and an X account. The handle is at newmexicogop. If you would like to speak to someone in person, you may call party headquarters in Albuquerque at 505-298-3662. That's 505-298-3662. We thank all the radio stations around the state for carrying this program. For Steve Pierce, I'm Derek Underhill, and we look forward to meeting with you again at this time next week on Inside New Mexico.